A man is sentenced in a deadly weapon assault case. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. A 20-year-old will be placed under community control sanctions in a felony assault case from 2017. Noah McLaughlin reportedly went after two men with a machete on the night of November 17th in the area of 4th Street in New Philadelphia. Tuscarawas County Assistant Prosecutor Scott Diedrich explains that two men working in the oil and gas industry were on their way home when they were confronted by McLaughlin,
who started yelling at them for they could not tell what reason, that they ultimately, you know, told him to mind his own business or something to that effect. And the next thing you know, he was bounding across his yard with a machete in hand and attacked them.
The two men's injuries were non-life-threatening. The New Philadelphia Police Department was notified of the incident, and during an investigation, detectives determined McLaughlin was the assailant, found the weapon, and obtained a statement. Diedrich notes the case was delayed due to evaluations and that McLaughlin was sentenced on Monday by Judge Edward O'Farrell.
Two concurrent three-year prison terms, but reserved them. Of course, that would mean that if there was an execution of that prison term, that it would only be for 3 years total. He was placed on probation for a period of 5 years.
McLaughlin has served 105 days in jail, and until an opening in a suitable facility becomes available, he will serve up to 6 months in the county jail. A 33-year-old man facing drug-related indictments receives mandatory prison time. Among the charges David Rogers faced were possession of heroin, possession and trafficking of cocaine, and drug paraphernalia possession. Tuscarawas County prosecuting attorney Mike Ernest says the most recent case, stemming from April 2018, was a felony charge which carries mandatory imprisonment.
It was most serious because of the amount. Drug cases are really driven, as far as the sentencing goes, by the amount of drugs you have, and in this case he had about 24 grams of cocaine, which triggered a felony of the first degree.
Rogers was found in a Strasburg motel with 7 bags of cocaine, which can be interpreted as an intent to distribute. Ernest points out that Rogers was sentenced on Wednesday to serve 4 years in the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections.
When he's done, he is ordered to be supervised for 5 years on post-release control, it's called.
Rogers has previously been found or pled guilty to other drug-related charges and will have additional supervision requirements. In state news, Ohio's largest police union wants Republican Attorney General Mike DeWine to stop distributing campaign flyers and ads in which he wears the seal of the State Bureau of Criminal Investigation. Fraternal Order of Police President Gary Wolski says DeWine's use of the emblem is shameful given his office's failure to replace more than 50 expired bulletproof vests at BCI. DeWine's campaign says voters twice elected DeWine Attorney General, and they trust him to lead and protect Ohio families. And in sports, the New Philadelphia Quakers football and volleyball teams joined the Big Z Sports Extra Point show last night. If you missed any of the show, you can find it in its entirety on the podcast section at WTUZ.com. The Cleveland Indians beat the White Sox 10-2 last night. Francisco Lindor and Edwin Encarnacion both hit home runs. The Indians are on the road tonight against the Royals at 8 o'clock. The Reds lost at home to Kansas City 6-1. Cincinnati has the day off today. And the Pirates fell to the Cubs in 10 innings last night. Chicago clinched a playoff berth with that win. Pittsburgh and Chicago play again tonight at 8:05. And Thursday night football is tonight. The Minnesota Vikings travel to L.A. to take on the Rams at 8:20. Your news this morning is brought to you by Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Commercial Parkway in Dover. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Hey Z Country, Greg Fleischman, the new sales manager here at Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Dover. Stop in and see us today as Jeep Adventure Days are going on now. You can lease a brand new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude Plus with four-wheel drive, leather, sunroof, powerful V6 engine, and remote start all for $299 a month. Stop in and check out all the great deals during the Jeep Adventure Days at Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Dover, or check us out online at thenewparkwaysuperstore.com.
Qualified buyers. 42-month ultra-low 10,000-mile lease with 3,000 due at signing. See dealer for details.
Much cooler today. The sky will be mostly cloudy. High temperature this afternoon in the mid-60s. An area of light rain could brush the area later this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, cloudy tonight with a low temperature falling off into the lower 50s into Friday morning. Finally, breaking out some sunshine on Friday with a high temperature in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Weekend looks really nice. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy sky Saturday, high 67. Mostly sunny Sunday, high 72. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Hexline.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find WTUZ on Facebook, Twitter, or at WTUZ.com. From the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring. 99.3.